Alright folks, welcome back to Depression to Drive, Gentle Motivation to Move. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and if you're feeling like a human battery on its last charge, well, you've come to the right place. We're diving headfirst into the beast we call burnout today. That dragging, relentless fatigue that can make even the simplest tasks feel like climbing Mount Everest. Ever felt like your motivation just evaporated, replaced by a heavy fog of exhaustion? You know that feeling when you stare at your to-do list and it feels longer than War and Peace? Yeah, we've all been there. But hey, don't worry. This isn't about wallowing in the swamp of burnout. We're here to understand it, arm ourselves with some killer strategies, and emerge stronger on the other side. Think of this episode as your personal burnout survival guide. First things first, let's get real. Burnout isn't just about being tired. It's a whole spectrum of emotional, physical, and mental exhaustion caused by prolonged or excessive stress. Picture it like this. You're running a marathon without any breaks, fueling up on caffeine and willpower alone. Eventually, your body screams, "Stop!" So how do we avoid becoming human roadkill? Let's unlock 5 key takeaways to combat burnout before it becomes your new roommate. 1. Recognize the signs. Listen up. Burnout isn't a magical overnight transformation. It creeps in slowly like a stealthy ninja. Are you feeling cynical, detached, and irritable? Do simple tasks drain your energy, leaving you with zero motivation? Are you constantly plagued by insomnia or oversleeping? These are red flags, my friends. Don't ignore them. 2. Prioritize self-care. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, though those are awesome. It's about consciously taking care of your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Think nourishing meals, regular exercise, quality sleep, and activities that genuinely bring you joy. You wouldn't neglect a car engine, right? Treat yourself like the masterpiece you are. 3. Set boundaries. Learn to say no without feeling guilty. It's okay to protect your time and energy. Overcommitting yourself is a fast track to burnout city. Remember, saying yes sometimes means saying no to other things. 4. Seek support. Talk about it. Bottling up emotions is like trying to hold water in a sieve. It just won't work. Lean on trusted friends, family, or even a therapist. Sharing your struggles can be incredibly liberating and offer valuable perspective. You're not alone in this journey. 5. Find meaning and purpose. What gets you fired up? What makes you feel truly alive? Connect with your passions and engage in activities that give your life meaning. When you feel a sense of purpose, it fuels your resilience and helps you weather the storms of stress. Think about that time when you were really swamped, deadlines piling up, pressure mounting, and sleep becoming a distant memory. Did you find yourself snapping at loved ones, neglecting self-care, or pushing through exhaustion? We've all been there, but what if I told you that recognizing those signs early on could make all the difference? Remember, burnout isn't a badge of honor, it's a warning sign. It's your body and mind screaming for a break. So, how can we put these takeaways into action? First, start paying attention to your energy levels. Notice when you feel drained or overwhelmed. Make a conscious effort to prioritize self-care activities. Even small things like taking a walk, listening to music, or practicing mindfulness can make a big difference. Set boundaries by saying no to extra commitments that aren't essential. Connect with supportive friends and family members who can offer encouragement and understanding. And finally, remind yourself of your passions and what truly matters to you. Finding meaning and purpose in life is crucial for resilience against burnout. Remember folks, conquering burnout isn't about being superhuman. It's about taking care of yourself and setting healthy boundaries. You deserve to feel energized, motivated, and fulfilled. So take these strategies to heart, share them with your friends, and let's spread the word about prioritizing mental and emotional well-being. Until next time, keep moving forward, one step at a time. And remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.